The West Live.
The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
For something completely different about pet microchipping. So if your cat or your dog goes missing, it's got a little chip in its ear, and then you have the process of, I think, calling around the vets, and maybe the vets will contact you because there's your phone number is somehow linked to the microchip. But there's now a new chip.
Yes. So, you know how people have the Apple Watches where they track how many, you know, calories they've burnt and all this sort of... I just see the people... I don't bother. I don't have one. I'm just like, I don't need to know. But I see them. As soon as the class starts at the gym, boop, they've all, you know...
away they go. Yep. And it sends them little notifications. Congratulations, you've been active for 23 days this month. Here's a little badge.
Yep. And then at the end, they all compare. The badges. I burnt 766, 672. Why did I only get 400? Whatever. But with your cats and your dogs now, you can. Perth engineers have developed this thing where you can get a chip inserted in your pet.
With the Pfizer vaccine?
With the 5G. And effectively, it is like the Apple Watch health monitoring for people. So you can be download this app that's linked to the microchip, and, you know, you can get your pet's vital signs, and if something's wrong, you'll get an alert beforehand. It's fascinating. We should put it inside people, shouldn't we?
I don't know why we don't.
Why is my dog getting an alert if they're, you know, about to get sick or something's wrong and not me? But it's fascinating, and it's all developed by a Perth team.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And when is it going to be publicly available?
Oh, look, it's going to take time. There's more and more testing, but the grand plan is that it'll be available at your vets, and it still does have the facility for if your dog's lost or there's a lost dog, then someone can get a phone and almost like a QR code, put the photo over, and then it'll pop up with who owns that dog. You know, almost like, you know, when you go to a restaurant, don't get confused between the dog and the restaurant, but when you, you know, you go to a restaurant, you put it over the QR code and the menu pops up. A bit like that.
Yeah, yeah. That would also be good in children. You know, like if you're out at the park and there's some kid is being a real pain, you just hold your phone over it. Ah, okay, now we know who the parents
Jayden.
Are.
Jayden! No. Yeah.